guard us upstairs, while downstairs you get access to the coziest grandma's living room style lounge in the city, with DJs, hot food, drinks, on-site tattoo artists, and more. The second annual Unreal City Festival, January 15th to 17th at the Rickshaw Theater and the Russian Hall in East Vancouver. For passes, go to unrealcity.rocks or head to CJSF Music on Instagram to win tickets.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
There may not be, you know, as much humanity in the world as one would like to see, but there is some. There's more than one would think. In any case, if you break faith with what you know, that's a betrayal of many, 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 many people. I may know six people, but that's enough. Love has never been a popular movement, and no one's ever wanted really to be free. The world is held together, really it is held together, by the love and the passion of very few people. Otherwise, of course, you can despair. Walk down the street of any city, any afternoon, and look around you. What you got to remember is what you're looking at is also you. Everyone you're looking at is also you. You could be that person. You could be that monster. You could be that cop. And you're to decide in yourself not to be.
Hello, Reverend Billy here. This is Earth Riot Radio. I'm here in New York at the Church of Stop Shopping. Well, we are expected to expand our ability to be entertained, to include kind of a bread and circus Roman kind of thing. We're supposed to watch people get murdered and enjoy that and believe the malarkey that it makes us more secure. Really, it's an entertainment form. When a $200 million fighter plane bombs a fishing boat, when food assistance is taken out of the mouths of children, and you're supposed to sit and watch the children watching. That's the problem. That's how passive we have become. Watching is about information and pixels and AI, and it's all these corporate machinations that leave us politically, emotionally disabled, which is what they need. They need consumers. And we're from the Church of Stop Shopping, am I right? All right, so we have something to do today, and that is to keep creating more vivid, more alive, more loving, more active communities which are based on the Earth. The Earth is our lead activist. The Earth is the living body in which our living body is living. It's all for life. And they, these newfangled entertainers, these gangsters, they need to call life a hoax. Calling life a hoax? That doesn't make sense. We celebrate life. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I do believe that we can all become better than we are. I know we can.
I love a few men, I love a few women. And a few people who love me, that's, I suppose, is all that saved my life.
The world is held together, really it is held together, by the love and the passion of very few people. It is the unutterable truth. All men are brothers. That's the bottom line.
Is when he's down.
There may not be, you know, as much humanity in the world as one would like to see. But there is some. There's more than one would think. In any case, if you break faith with what you know, that's a betrayal of many, 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 many people. I may know 6 people, but that's enough. Love has never been a popular movement, and no one's ever wanted really to be free. The world is held together, really it is held together, by the love and the passion of very few people. Otherwise, of course, you can despair. Walk down the street of any city, any afternoon, and look around you. What you got to remember is what you're looking at is also you. Everyone you're looking at is also you. You could be that person. You could be that monster. You could be that cop. And you have to decide in yourself not to be.
While most earthly organisms, including humans, do best at temperatures of around 68 degrees Fahrenheit, some life forms make their homes inside sizzling volcanic vents, scorching geothermal pools, or blisteringly dry deserts. The fire amoeba of the Cascades, or Incendia amoeba cassidensis, is the most heat-loving eukaryotic organism on Earth. Scientists recently discovered the hot-headed single-celled organism in hot springs in Lassen Volcanic National Park and noted that it grows and divides at temperatures of up to 145 degrees Fahrenheit. It doesn't even start growing until ambient temperatures reach beyond 107 degrees. Beyond these temperatures, at around 151 degrees Fahrenheit, the newly described organisms grew protective cysts, allowing them to enter dormancy. And at 176 degrees, the amoebas call it quits. Wildfires on Alaska's North Slope were more active this past century than at any time in the past 3,000 years, according to a study recently published in the journal BioGeosciences. The study was conducted in Arctic Alaska. Findings point to record-high activity caused by increased woody plants and drying soils, two consequences of warming temperatures. Interlinked changes across millennia mean recent fires are indicators of a system undergoing rapid transformation. The ability to move in time with a beat is relatively rare in the animal kingdom. It was long thought to be limited to species that can mimic sounds, a feat known as complex vocal learning. The majority of non-human primates, which include our closest living relatives, chimpanzees, lack this rhythmic skill. But macaque monkeys have recently been observed tapping along to the Backstreet Boys and other tunes. Macaques, who are not considered vocal learners, successfully synchronize their hand taps to the beat of several pieces of music. The finding offers new clues into the evolution of music. Outside of the human species, only birds and sea lions have so far been found to sync up to rhythms. A wild beaver has been spotted in Norfolk, England for the first time since beavers were hunted to extinction in England at the beginning of the 16th century. century. It was filmed dragging logs and establishing a lodge on the River Wensum near Fakenham in Norfolk. It is the first time a free-living beaver has been recorded in the county since the species began to re-establish itself in the English countryside in 2015, when a litter of wild kits was born in Devon. This animal just appeared in our reserve. No one knows where it's come from, but it's found what I consider a perfect beaver habitat, said the reserve's manager, Richard Spowage. He estimates the beaver has been living in an isolated and almost impenetrable area of the reserve for about a month. It's a section of the river that we've left to go wild, he said. There's plenty of tree cover, and we think it might be traveling into the adjacent marshes hunting for food. Breathing has been shown to impact memory retrieval. Key neural signatures of successful remembering were evident during exhalation. Findings suggest that respiration may act as a scaffold for episodic memory retrieval in humans by coordinating the neural conditions that support effective remembering. Inhalation-linked neural processes may aid perception. In contrast, mental actions such as motor and visual phases of respiration may create time windows of opportunity for distinct cognitive functions. It has been demonstrated that retrieval-related reminder cues are more likely to trigger successful remembering if presented during inhalation as compared to exhalation, potentially due to stimulus processing being facilitated during inhalation. So when you're trying to remember something, breathe in. An elusive wild cat, long feared extinct in Thailand, has been rediscovered 3 decades after the last recorded sighting. Flat-headed cats are among the world's rarest and most threatened wild felines. Their range is limited to Southeast Asia. The domestic cat-sized feline, with its distinctive round and close-set eyes, was last seen in Thailand in 1995. Habitat fragmentation has left the species increasingly isolated. Nocturnal and elusive, the flat-headed cat typically lives in dense wetland ecosystems such as peat swamps and freshwater mangroves. It is not immediately clear how many individuals the detections represent, as the species lacks distinctive individual markings and counting is difficult. There may be as few as 2,500 surviving worldwide. During mating season, when male white-tailed deer want to get noticed by the opposite sex and warn off rivals, they rub their antlers against trees and scrape the forest floor. Then they urinate on these patches. According to a new study published in the journal Ecology and Evolution, these markers are photoluminescent and can be seen by other deer. When deer rub trees, they strip away the bark to reveal lignin and terpenes that glow when UV light from the sun hits them. Unlike humans, deer can see in ultraviolet light. When they are active at dawn and dusk, this is a useful feature because there is generally more UV light during these hours. Researchers also discovered that urine-soaked scrapes on the forest floor glow brighter than the surrounding forest floor because deer urine contains chemicals such as porphyrins and amino acids that photoluminesce. Additionally, rubs made in October and November just before mating season were significantly brighter than those made in early September. A powerful storm has struck Southern California, bringing relentless rain, strong winds, and mountain snow to parts of the state. The storms came from multiple atmospheric rivers, invisible ribbons of water vapor that form over oceans and transport huge amounts of moisture. The storms brought 6 inches of rainfall to LA County, with up to 18 inches recorded in the mountains, prompting evacuations and closing major roads. At least 5 people have died. Researchers led by Takuzo Ida at the Riken Center for Emergent Matter Science in Japan have created a new type of plastic made from plant cellulose, the world's most abundant organic compound. The new plastic is strong, flexible, and capable of rapid decomposition in natural environments, setting it apart from other plastics marketed as biodegradable. The new carboxymethyl cellulose supramolecular plastic, dubbed CMCSP, is as strong as conventional petroleum-based plastics, and its mechanical properties can be adjusted as needed. Without spoiling the intrinsic transparency, processability, seawater dissociability, or closed-loop recyclability. Nature produces about 1 trillion tons of cellulose every year. A study published in the scientific journal Communications Earth and Environment proposes that volcanic activity may have contributed to the rapid movement of the Black Death across medieval Europe. According to the researchers, cooling associated with this eruption triggered a period of famine. In response, Italian city-states began bringing in grain from the Black Sea region, and those shipments may have carried the plague bacterium Yersinia pestis. The Black Death moved across Europe from 1347 to 1353, with mortality rates reaching as high as 60% in some areas. Although its impact is well documented, the precise reasons for when and how the pandemic began remain unclear. Climatic disruption, famine, and grain transport offers a plausible explanation for how the Black Death began and spread across Europe. And now the sounds of extinction. The African penguin. Endangered penguins living off South Africa's coast have likely starved en masse due to food shortages, with some populations dropping by 95% in just 8 years. Fewer than 10,000 breeding pairs of the small black and white African penguin are left globally, and the species was listed as critically endangered last year. Two of the most important breeding colonies near Cape Town collapsed between 2004 and 2011, with some 62,000 birds estimated to have died. In those 8 years, sardine populations in South African waters, a main food source for penguins, were consistently below 25% of their peak abundance. This drop in sardine stocks was due to fishing practices combined with environmental causes such as changes in water temperatures and salinity. The global population of the species has declined by nearly 80% in the past 30 years, and conservationists say that at the current rate of population decrease, the bird could be extinct in the wild by 2035. And hear the sound of the African penguin.
There may not be, you know, as much humanity in the world as one would like to see, but there is some. There's more than one would think. In any case, if you break faith with what you know, that's a betrayal of many, 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 many people. I may know 6 people, but that's enough. Love has never been a popular movement, and no one's ever wanted really to be free. The world is held together, really it is held together, by the love and the passion of very few people. Otherwise, of course, you can despair. Walk down the street of any city, any afternoon, and look around you. What you got to remember is what you're looking at is also you. Everyone you're looking at is also you. You could be that person. You could be that monster. You could be that cop. And you have to decide in yourself not to be.
Reverend Billy again here. I want to thank Sinead O'Connor, James Baldwin, for your wisdom. Thank you. For the wisdom of both of you. And Jason Candler for his musical Natural Worlds. And Salvatore D, our reporter, the news from the natural world. I'd like to leave you with some writing that has come to me this morning. At the dawn of a new day. Here we go. Tell me my future. I want to break out of the legal world. It's there and then it isn't. Like the greatness of America, there is an immense skyscraper that leans toward us when we dare to have an original thought. I dream of finding my perfect natural disaster.
It will break into this virtual bubble and save my little family the way heroes and gods used to. My grandparents are AI robots. The monoculture of my plastic ancestors is like waking up on a treadmill in the wrong fitness center. It's why I'm a workaholic. I need a good disaster, full of hardcore evolution, to liberate me from these marketing departments. They find me in my private night. I wake up encrusted with pixels. I have to run for miles and miles to escape my simulations, copying me step by step by step. I'm a puppet of my own shadow. Where is the earth that has its feverish seizures? I would rather go to that address. I want to knock on the door up in the 200-mile-an-hour wind. It is important to have an honest relationship with the end of the world. Thank you so much. This is Reverend Billy at the Church of Stop Shopping. If you want to talk to us, RevBilly.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, be safe, be wild. Earthaluia.